Jim, what made Lindholm the pick?
This is a player that is an all-round player. Does everything at a high tempo. He's one of those real puck pursuit guys with a high skill level. He's already put good numbers up at a very young age in the men's league in Sweden. And he has great character. We met him, he's the kind of guy that you can win with, and fits our team. He's a two positional player, plays center and plays right wing, and so that gives Kirk some options there. And we feel he'll have a good chance to make our team this year.
You talk about he can make the team this year. He does have a year on his contract in Sweden. Are you prepared to go the year without him playing here in the NHL?
His contract in Sweden doesn't affect what he does with the Hurricanes. The only thing it would affect if he didn't make the Hurricanes, he couldn't go to Charlotte to continue his development. He would have to go back to Sweden. So his contract's not going to affect anything that we'd be thinking about doing with him at training camp.
Jim, what kind of offers did you have for the pick? I mean, was there anything you seriously considered?
No, we had teams that were considering defensemen, and we didn't get to that. They went in a different direction. We had a couple of really good offers with NHL forwards to move down further in the draft than we wanted to move. But when we considered this player and where he's at, but he's already playing with men and feel that he'll either play with the Hurricanes this coming year or the following year, we felt it was better to stay with the pick that we wanted.
And nothing for a defenseman that you were interested in?
No. Well, I think a better way to say it, there was nothing for a defenseman that they offered. There were negotiations over the last couple of weeks as to a couple of teams that thought they were going to offer defensemen, but at the end they didn't.
Jim, you were talking for a while about the fifth pick possibly being used as a way to maybe upgrade the Hurricanes' defense. Now that that pick has been used and you took a player with it, are you still looking at possibly trading away maybe one of the later picks for a defenseman, or are we talking more of a prospect type trade instead of draft pick?
Yeah, we're open to anything at this point because we'll continue to try to change our defense. That was our goal. And that was our priority. We'll be able to do that partly from within the organization where we feel Murphy and Belmore are guys that are going to come in and play. But we still feel that we need to add another defenseman. And so we will, if something comes along today with one of these draft picks, we'll consider it. If not, we'll consider trading for it, or we'll look in free agency when we get to July 5th.
Jim, with some of the defensemen who were still left on the board, was there any thought to jump back up into the first round and grab a player or jump up higher than the picks that have been taken?
No. No, this is Lindholm's a guy that our guys have talked about for a long time. Robert Cron played a big role in this. He did a lot of background work on Lindholm during the season and watched him play a lot as our head guy did, Tony McDonald, and they felt pretty strong about this player for really most of the season. So we didn't feel that we liked other defensemen, but as we know, it takes them a little longer to develop and make an impact in the league, and we just felt that Lindholm was going to be able to help the Hurricanes quite a bit sooner than any defenseman that we could have taken.
Was there ever a moment there as the draft developed where you thought there was a chance Jones might end up falling to you?
I'm sorry, did you say that Jones would fall to us?
Was there ever a chance there as things developed that you thought that might happen?
Well, we did. But certainly when Florida didn't take him, we knew that anything was possible at that point. And obviously, if he had a fall to us, we would have taken him at 5 ahead of Lindholm.
That's good.
Would you consider trading any of your current roster players for more picks in the draft today? Guys you've talked about trading before?
Probably not. The players that we would consider moving are probably not guys that would get consideration for a second round pick or something, or a third round pick. So, the guys that everybody wants are guys we don't want to trade.
Okay. Jim, is there a specific position you're looking at for later in the draft, or is it after the first round you just go best player available regardless of position?
Well, we have a defenseman that we've identified for some time. We don't think he's getting to our pick at 35, but we didn't think Falk was getting to our pick in the second round. So if this one defenseman falls to us, we'll be pretty excited. But if he doesn't, then I can't guarantee we're going to take a defenseman. It'll be the next guy on our list at that point.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care, guys. Bye.